It's been a safe bet for about a month that former State Representative Spencer Coggs would be moving up to the Senate to replace recalled Senator Gary George. But Governor Jim Doyle surprised and irritated some people on Tuesday when he declared any primary election to replace Coggs would be held December 30th. It meant would-be candidates had just 8 days to circulate nomination papers in the district and collect at least 200 signatures that are due in Madison by 5 p.m. this coming Tuesday. But Milwaukeean Wendell Harris Sr. says he didn't mind the fast track.
I looked at the paper yesterday morning and read the headlines that the governor's doing this. It was when I said to my wife, I'm going for this.
Harris ran for Milwaukee mayor 3 years ago and knows the political nomination process. He says he downloaded statement of candidacy forms from the State Elections Board website this morning.
That internet is a marvelous tool.
Harris says he and several helpers will be circulating the nomination papers this weekend, and Harris predicts he'll easily collect enough signatures. Harris says he understands concerns that quickly held elections may favor insiders, but he says the people in the 17th Assembly District need representation when the legislature reconvenes early next year.
With so much going on, they're going back into session.
Harris is running as an independent and wouldn't stand before voters until the general election January 27th. At least two Democrats, Barbara Tolles and Caesar Stinson, would square off in the December 30 primary. State elections officials say if the Milwaukee race would not have been put on a tight timeline, the seat would have been vacant until April. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.